The Norwegian government is putting a lot of pressure and effort in order to have a successful outcome for their own interest. And to give you an example, they appointed a prosecutor, which is coming from the Norwegian Prime Minister cabinet. So we see that the government in Norway is trying to influence the outcome of this process.
Now, just with reference to the snow crabs themselves, they're a newcomer to this area. So how important are they, or how important is their potential for the EU fishing industry?
Well, it is a really important area for us. We are not only catching the snow crab, we are catching other species. And, of course, we are negotiating every year with the Norwegian government on a bilateral agreement in order to decide on the access that the Norwegians can have in the European waters and the access that the European ship owners can have in the Norwegian waters. So it is really important. But when it comes to snow crab, we believe that this is a millionaire business that is growing and growing, because snow crab is an alien invasive species. So our projections are that snow crab is going to grow in the area, so and it's a quite expensive product to buy. So it's quite interesting for ship owners to invest in this business. And the bad thing is that our members that are not able to operate in the area for the last 2 years, they are losing about 20 million per year, our businesses. So the situation is of course, really negative for the interest of our ship owners. And we have a huge interest to continue operating in the area. And we need to remind that we believe that a possible agreement on the snow crab is mutually beneficial, because we are landing our catches in Norwegian soil and factories. So it's actually Norwegian processors that are taking care of the product, and it's not coming directly into the EU. So I guess we both have a mutual interest in this agreement, but of course it got politicized, and then now it's more difficult to get a settlement agreement, and that is why we are trying to settle this dispute in court.
If the Norwegian authorities are successful in this case at the Supreme Court, will Europe respect the decision that's made in that court if they decide that only Norway has the right to issue fishing licenses off the Svalbard archipelago?
Well, to be honest, we are not currently operating in the area. I think everybody is waiting for the final outcome of this process. When we talk about the European fishing fleet that is affected by this process, is the Latvian, Lithuanian, Polish and Spanish fishing fleet. And so they are all waiting for this process to be over. But in case it's favorable to Norway, I know that the Latvian government and even other governments, as well as the industry, is considering to raise a legal action against Norway before the International Court of Justice for claiming their historical access and equal rights of fishing in a non-discriminatory manner in this area. So, of course, we would like to have a beneficial and mutual agreement, but the problem is that this is not the case, and in case the sentence is not favorable to us, we will have to look for a different legal way to make respect our rights.